Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our daily blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. Our thoughts have the power to paralyze or motivate us, to push us into the depths of despair or propel us to the heights of joy. They can center us in the truth or lead us away in the destructive path of deception. Scripture reminds us that human wisdom is faulty at best, leading mankind to call good evil and evil good. But as believers in Christ, we have been given the mind of Christ. This means we have the ability to maintain the same focus and values as Christ has. In other words, we have the power to choose which thoughts we will entertain and which ones we will discard. God invites us to focus on this truth. This gift, which is given freely, must be developed. It is not enough to simply expel negative or deceptive thinking. We will need to counter and replace falsehoods with the truth found in the scripture. Our culture is constantly bombarding us with messages that are contrary to the scripture. This is why Apostle Paul exhorts the Roman believers, saying, "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." Having the mind of Christ is not something that is reserved only for perfect people. Any and every believer has the access to the mind of Christ through faith. The mind that was in Christ was a mind filled with the Word of God, that He personified the very heart of God in all that He said and did. Developing the mind of Christ helps the believer to have deeper love, better judgment, and clearer discernment in all things. If you and I are to become like Christ, we too must saturate our hearts with the only standard for truly living, the Word of God. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3 verse 2, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." Remember, my friends, the Spirit absorbs what the mind observes. Shall we pray? Word of God, speak. Father, help us to see what we ought not to miss. Mighty God, take your truth and plant it deep in us to shape and fashion us in your likeness. Be magnified, O Lord. Take delight in what your hands have made. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.